This is a whole tone scale, which is a completely symmetrical scale and doesn't really belong to a key centre, the same as the other symmetrical scales, the chromatic scale, the diminished and the dominant. Now, we're not going to worry about diminished and dominant because they're very difficult to get the ears around. But the whole tone is useful because I've been actually doing a lot of the other exercises going up and down using whole tones. And it's yet another way we can divide up the octave without giving any preference to any key centre. So I can start a whole tone scale on A. Do, re, mi, fi, si, li, do. Do, te, le, se, mi, re, do. Now you don't need to use the solfège. I'm just singing that so that you can hear where it's raised or where it's lowered. When you raise a note, you add an E, and when you lower a note, you add an A. The whole tone scale is really what we tune our ears to when we go around the circle of fifths. Now, the circle of fifths is yet another way of dividing up the octave. It's the same as the chromatic scale. There's no domination of key centre. So the circle of fifths sounds like this. Do da do da do da do da do da do da do. So we've covered every key signature that there is, the same as if we did it chromatically. Do di re re mi fa fi so si la li ti do. I'm still covering every key centre. And you don't have to necessarily start on C, you can start anywhere, and you'll still cover all the notes. Do da do da do da do da do da do da.